Let's write and open our Bible to 1 Kings chapter 17. I'll read it from verse 8 and 9. Are we there? And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. Hebrews chapter 11. I am reading verse 6. Let it verse 5 along with 6. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Gracious God, may you be gracious to us upon your word in the name of Jesus Christ. Ancient of days, use your word tonight and encourage us. Use your word tonight and give us faith. Use your word, Papa, and enlighten us. Use the water of word and wash us. Wash away hatred. Wash away fornication. Wash away adultery. Wash away malice. Wash away gossiping. That we may be a church without wrinkle before you in the name of Jesus Christ. Papa, keep me aside, my master. For every day I pray, let me decree that you may increase. Let me stop here that you may appear. Talk through mortality tonight, Papa, and edify your body in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. You may see that sense of God. The Lord bless you. Hallelujah. Tonight, we are not speaking mystery. Amen? I was debating between two messages tonight. Because I have planned to talk on the spirit of Laodicean age. But the Lord said, no, son. Speak on faith to walk with God. Faith to walk with God. That is a little mini I want to talk to. It is not mystery. Let's keep mystery aside. Let's talk on the arithmetic of the gospel today. Let's leave algebra alone. Amen. And I say, if the Lord quicken it to me, then it is timely. The issue of faith is timely because our pastor just concluded a teaching on the adoption of the believer. And at that point, brother, sister, God will no longer treat you as a baby. Brother, God, your father, will no longer treat you as a baby because you are now a son. Amen. God will no longer walk with you as a baby in the Lord. He will treat you now as a son. And if as a son, you need faith to walk with him. Or else, you just be a religious man. Amen. A sinful believer and a compromiser. For without faith, it is impossible important to believe him, to please God. Amen. Time has gone that we must walk with God or believe God based on the object. For Deuteronomy chapter 8, think verse 8 too, dear. Deuteronomy 8 verse 3. Or let me read from verse 1 to 3. Deuteronomy chapter 8. All the commandments which I commanded you this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee 40 years in the wilderness. These 40 years in the wilderness. To humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thy heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandment or no. And he humble thee and suffer thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna which thou knowest not, neither did your fathers, nor that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord. The man, the woman. Woman didn't answer me. Every word that proceeded from the house of man, the women. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Whoever you are, whoever you may be, amen, if you have made up your mind and your heart, hallelujah, to serve God, it is by faith. Amen. It is by faith. By what? Answer me if you understand what I'm saying. It is by what? Except you don't understand what I'm saying. If you have made up your mind to follow Almighty God, it is by faith. If it is not by faith, you cannot please him. Bible says so. Amen. And this faith we are talking about, not because I come to night vigil, not because I come to church. It's more than that. Amen. Not because you are here tonight to pray. Hallelujah. For every faith, God must try that faith, whether that faith is real. Amen. If you have faith, then God will try your faith, whether your faith is real. I say that after that adoption, brethren, God is not going to treat many of us again as babies. I try to let you understand that babies in the Lord are those categories of children of God. They are not different from a baby of 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 6 months in the lap of their mother or in the lap of God. Because baby, they have only one language. Amen. Babies know only one language. He said, nga, nga, I want to shit. Nga, nga, I want to drink water. Nga, nga, I want to suck breast. Nga, nga, my napkin is wet. Amen. That is the only language that they know. And anytime he make nga, nga, for him to shut up, mama will carry breast, put in his mouth. Then he will shut up his mouth. that abideth in the Lord. Amen. Then they have a child of God. You know a child. A child cannot go from here to Yaba alone. Is it true? No. Answer me now. Because Bible is not fiction. Bible is practical life experience. God dealing with his people. Amen. A child of God, a child, you cannot send a child to Lagos Island from Ijesha alone. Can you? Amen. A child still needs, if it is a child in one shoe, a papa go buy him. Because a child not begin to make money. A child cannot think for himself. He needs father or mama to make decision for a child. Is that true? Amen. We are talking of a child of God. A child of God. Amen. Even if you want to go and buy a shoe for your child, if you don't know his size, you take small broom and measure it and carry it to market. Because it's a child. He can't go to market alone to buy his shoe. Amen. Then that child, there is a stage it will grow up to. If you go and buy that shoe for him, he cannot bring the shoe again and say, Papa, please put it for my leg now. He should be able to wear the shoe by himself. Amen. But when he don't grow to a point of a son means at that point he can make decisions. He can think for himself. He can decide for himself. He can say yes or no. And he knows what he's talking. He's not a son. That was why the man, the blind son that Jesus healed, and the Jew were agitating. Amen. At a point, they decided to disfellowship the parents. And when they called the parents and were going to confirm from the parents, this your son, was he born blind? Did they answer them? Did they answer them? They said, go and ask him. He is of age. He can answer for himself because he is a son. Amen. Therefore, the way God deal with a son is different the way he deal with a child. It's different from the way he deal with a baby. And in bright assembly at the point in time, God is not dealing with us as a son. So you must learn the principle of faith. Or else you can't walk with him. Or else you will leave him behind. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise. Faith. 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 I believe in God. I wait for bread. He's not jumping up and down. And that's a willow. And that I just go. I roll on the floor. He's more than that. Amen. He can do all that as a baby. He can do all that as a child. But there's a point in your walk with him. You will do that. God will not give attention. Because his expectation of you is higher than that now. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? I say there's a point in time in your Christian experience and in your walk with God when you will doubt and roll on the ground. God will not give attention because his expectation of you is more than that at the point in time in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's see the story of this woman. Amen. I was discussing with John Paul in my office this evening. I say the evidences in the Bible declare that Almighty God intended that the Gentiles who are coming into his covenant walk with him by faith. Because the principle is all over the whole Bible. Praise the Lord. Let's see the story of this woman of Zarephath. 1 Kings chapter 17. Let's go back there. I read it from verse 8. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. This was between Elijah and God. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow women were there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. Amen. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. Holy dear. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Faith operates in that which is impossible. Faith operates in that which is impossible. For the Bible said the God of Abraham called those things that be not as if they are. That is the God of Abraham. That is the God of Abraham. And we are supposed to be sons of spiritual sons of Abraham. Amen. Now you may not understand the deep of this story. This widow woman, at this point in time, it was at the time that Elijah the prophet said, Hey, if I be a servant of God, for the next 3 years, there will be no dew, there will be no rain until I call for it. Elijah poured a decree, and the famine has set in. And the tradition says the famine was so intense until there was no green leaf in any tree. Amen. It was a so difficult time that God told Elijah, Go to Zarephath in a Canaanite city. There, I have appointed a widow there to feed you. Amen. I have appointed a widow there to do what? To feed you. Amen. Amen. Elijah instead took up and went there. The widow woman were not there during this discussion. Amen. And the Lord Jesus Christ, in the book of Luke chapter 4, I think it's about 24. I have it somewhere there. Amen. He made a comment and said, In the days of Elijah, there were many widows in the land of Israel. Yet, God did not send Elijah to the widow in Israel. It was the one in the Gentile nation. Amen. Because he knows that those ones, they will not wait and see before they believe. They will not wait for anointing oil. They will not wait for pure water. They will not wait for past law before they believe. Amen. Hallelujah. So, you can imagine in that intensity, an almighty God tell Elijah, I've appointed a widow to to feed you in the land of Zarephath. And when Elijah meet the widow is saying, what I have is only one cup of garri. I want to make it and eat. After I eat, I go and die. How about God? Is that the widow? No, it cannot be this one. Amen. Could that be the widow? If you were the one God sent to, can that be that widow? No, think about it with me. If you were the one that God sent to, can that be that widow? I've appointed the widow to take care of you. When you met the widow is saying, I have only one cup of garri. I want to make this one and eat. After I eat it, I die because there's no more hope. If you are the one, will you believe that is the widow? Amen. The reason is that that is the way we live the will of God and go into His permissive will. Amen. If you look at it carnally, you will abandon that woman and look for alternative, and that alternative will end up God's permissive will. You see? The woman said, he remained only one cup. And if you read further, the Bible says, Elijah said, go and make that one cup for me first. We are talking of the act of faith. Elijah, the servant of God, tell the woman, do you say you have one cup of garri? Yes, make it for me first. Amen. How about, man of God, if I make this black up for you first, what will happen to me and my son? Amen. I was telling some people in my office, I say, a brother, I have discussed it with a businessman. A brother said, Daddy, I want to bless you. I want to bless you. I said, so now? He said, don't worry, Daddy, I will sow. Daddy, I will sow. I say, you will never sow. Amen. Daddy, I will sow. Daddy, I will do it. Daddy, I will sow. I say, you will never do it. Why? Why is he saying, I will do, I will do? He is waiting for convenience. Amen. He is waiting for a time when it will be convenient. Hey! If it's going to be of faith, it will never be convenient for you to do it, or it will be doing it out of your abundance. Because if it's issue of faith, it must be very, very impossible. It must look difficult. It must cause you some pain. It must cause you some difficulty for it to be a sacrifice. Amen. If you are waiting for it to be difficult for you to do it, you will never do it. For God Himself will make sure you never get to a point where it will be easy for you to do it. Because when it is easy, God will not accept it, because you are doing it out of your abundance. That cannot be operation of faith. Do that one for me first. And the woman believed the word of the man of God. The woman did what? What did the woman do? What did the woman do? And the woman is the church. Whether you are part of that church or not. Amen. Hallelujah. So the woman believed and took up. Elijah said, go, do that one for me first. For as the Lord liveth, garri and oil will not fail in this family as long as the famine lasted. Amen. That garri and oil, it will never lack in this household as long as the famine remains. Amen. The woman believed. Hallelujah. He do that which was impossible for us. Amen. He decided to do what? He sacrificed the last one to get the plenty. Are you following me? The woman sacrificed the last one before she get the plenty. Amen. 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 Because faith will always demand for that which is best from you. Faith will always demand for that which you put all your hope in. Faith will always demand for your last. That which is last in your hand, faith will not demand for it. Amen. Hallelujah. I told the church a testimony of a brother who is abroad now that I came to business breakthrough in Antonio Bay. After the program, as we are collecting offering, God told him, go and give everything that is in your pocket. God told him, I am talking his own testimony. Then he quickly comes, and how do I go back to Ladipo from here? Amen. Then when he put there, he now put the money, and remain transport money, and went back to his seat. God said, I say, go and put all. He reluctantly went back to the offering box and put the last one there and was wondering how to go back to Ladipo from Antonio Bay. Amen. But God wants to do something in his life. Amen. God wants to do something in his life. But you must provide God a stepping stone of what God wants to do. Amen. You must provide God with a stepping stone. And you want to pray this night, what do you want to demand? Amen. So, when he came out to the bus stop, having wandered up and down, and if he saw a proud person, he couldn't meet any brother or sister, say, brother, give me 100 naira to carry me to Ladipo. But by faith, he left the church, not knowing what to do. But God was ready to bless him. When he got to Bisan bus stop, the motor going to Naco, he knew the driver. It was the driver they were calling him to come to the front seat and come out their chair, the nobody put there, and he sit down and carry a chair on his leg. When he got to Naco to get to Toyota, the conductor were calling one chance, and he knew the conductor. He was the one that sits in that one chance to Naco, to Toyota. When he crossed the road and entered Ladipo, going to his shop, when he got there, people full his shop, so he ran away because there's no money in his pocket. He ran and dodged. It could be trouble. And now there's no shish in the pocket. Amen. While he was there, watching what was going on in the shop, his confidence returned when he noted that his own boy had gone and called the boy in the other shop. So the boy in the other shop was issuing receipts and his own boy was collecting money. So you know there was business. So when he saw that going on, he decided to come out boldly and now enter the shop. That day, the engine that had been there for 3 years, a man from Maiduguri come there and cleared all of them away. God say, give the last one. Amen. Because he has faith to give the last one. He provided God with a stepping stone. You want to operate faith? Amen. You want to operate faith? Amen. No. Listen, sister. Listen, brother. You cannot operate faith when your freezer is full with fresh seeds, full with meat, full with egusi, everything there. In the kitchen, there are 2 bags of rice, garri, yam, beans, everything bracketed there. That is not faith. Then you will go there on a Sunday and pull out two bags of yam. You are coming for Thanksgiving. You are giving out of your abundance. God himself knows that you have enough. He can only be fed when it was a point that what was in that kitchen, that was in that store, was only two bags of yam. He said, well, God, I don't know where the next one will come. You decided to carry that two bags of yam and come to the water, Papa, take them. It's the last one. How you know it is the last one? That's operation of faith. That's operation of faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at another widow. Amen. See another widow. 2 Kings chapter 4. Another widow. Let God talk to us today. Let mystery alone and talk the ABCD. Amen. See another widow. Let talk the ABCD. Abba, this God is real. You say you are a daughter of God. You say you are a son of God. Your son will have headache. Your daughter will vomit and have convulsion in the night. You are pressing button, calling me, calling pastor. Where is your faith? No! The son of God, you can't exercise your faith and call on God to answer you and take conversion away from your son. Pastor must wake up and come. Faith is real. The pastor that is praying, the minister that is praying, he is not a native doctor. Neither is he doing magic. He is operating faith. Praise the Lord. 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 1 to 7. This is in the days of Elisha. The other one was in the days of Elijah. Now it is in the days of Elisha. Now there cried a certain woman or the wife or the sons of the prophet unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. Amen. So this woman is making appeal. She needs help. She needs assistance. Amen. He's a widow. The husband is dead. But before the husband died, the husband was a very good Christian. Since the husband died, things have become so difficult. The man was owing so many people before he died. He owed them money. Now that the man is no more, he cannot pay. The woman cannot pay. Cannot service the debt. Now the condition or the grantee or the collateral, the collateral for the money was the man two sons. So they said, well, since your husband is not bad here, give all your two sons to come and serve up for 20 years to pay for the money. Amen. Let your son come and do boy for me for the next 20 years to pay for the money. Amen. So the woman know that he was going to lose his children. Amen. So he cried after Elisha, the servant of God, and complained. He was complaining. Verse 2. And Elisha said unto her, are you following me? Elisha, the servant of God, did not sit down there and say, oh God of Israel, oh God of Israel, oh God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, visit your daughter. Is it in your Bible? Is it in your Bible? He didn't say, oh God of Abraham and Jacob, come down, Holy Ghost, fire, and thunder. Amen. Hallelujah. He They did not call God and pray and send the woman to 3-day dry fasting on Ikoyi Mountain. Amen. I don't know what you want to believe God here tonight. They will say, bring offering. You go bring 10 naira. You go bring 20 naira. You go bring 50 naira. If you mistakenly touch 100 naira, you put it back and look for 50. Yes, you are believing God for something worth million. Amen. Yes, you want to build a house. Yes, you are looking for business capital. Yes, you are looking for God protection. Yes, you are looking for divine healing. Yes, you want to burn, not through operation. Yes, you bring God 50 naira. Operation 250,000 naira. You see? If they do your operation, they will say 200, 250. But the God you are praying to make sure you don't pass through operation, you come with 50 naira. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When the woman complained in verse 2, and Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me. What do you want? That was open check. Tell me, what have thou in the house? Amen. What have thou in the house? Is it in your Bible? Is it your Bible? He did not pray. He did not do 7-day dry fasting. He said, woman, what do you have in your house? Something must come out from you first. What you are looking for, you are looking for something, yes, but something must come out from you. Amen. You are looking for something. Let something come out from you first. Because there must be a beginning point. What do you have in your house? You see? Hallelujah. And the woman said, thy handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. A pot of oil. A pot of oil. Then he said, go, borrow the vessel abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessel. Borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy son. Only two of you. Only two of you, because that's an issue of faith. And shall pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her son, who brought the vessel to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessel were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more, and the oil stay. Amen. The beauty of it is that there is something that came out from this woman. Amen. She believed the servant of God. Do you have a pot of oil? Yes. Go to your neighbor, collect as many bottles, as many pots you are able to collect. When you enter your house, close the door between you and your son. Don't bring in a third party, because if you bring in a third party, they will defy the act of faith. Because out of faith, two of you must be in unity. This one cannot be said is possible. The other one could say, I don't think this is possible. This thing is real.
Do you think this thing is real?
I say it is real. Now, wow. You think it's real? This thing is real. Now, wow. No! Now Elijah say, shut the door, you and your son, because two of you that had the problem, you know your problem. You know how to confront it. For the son and the mother, they will speak one voice. For every act of faith, you don't need opinion. Keep your opinion. Why did they make the terrible mistake that turned 40-day journey to 40 years? It was freedom to speak your mind. What was it? Freedom to speak your mind. From when they went to search that land, when they came back, they say they bring report. He had asked Joshua to say, well, how was the land? If they had appointed one man, a spokesman, Joshua could have said, hey, we're able to possess the land. Let's go in. But because they made the floor, keep the floor open, the Bible says they bring forth evil report. Therefore, that was why when they were going to possess Jericho, God said, when you walk every single day, don't talk. Every single day, as you go around that city, don't talk. Don't bring your opinion here. Amen? Because the conquer of Jericho was an act of faith. It was where their faith was tested. Amen. It was where their faith was tested. Therefore, God was not going to allow them to speak their opinion, so they will not bring confusion among them. Amen. If the church wants to move forward, all of us must speak in one voice. That's when we are ready. The woman pour oil. Pour oil, pour oil, pour oil. As long as they were pouring oil, oil continued to flow. As long as they were pouring oil continued to flow. The moment they opened their mouth and said, we don't have bottle again, the Bible said the oil stopped. They did not stop the oil. It was because they said, we don't have bottle anymore. Hear them and say, okay, mama, wait. Let me go back to my neighbor. I will see more bottle. The oil will continue to flow. So you can stop your blessing by your own confession. That is why we talk about the power of the spoken word. Amen? You can stop your own blessing by your confession. You can divert it away by your actions. Amen? When that young man said, mama, there is no more bottle, another miracle take place. It was another miracle entirely. The miracle or the stoppage of oil without nobody stopping it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God said, I will pour out unto you a blessing until you will not have room again to receive it. That was what happened to them. Amen. Hallelujah. Because they have faith to operate and obey the word of the servant of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.